Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 9:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the 9 o'clock stretch. Welcome to it. The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. We've got a lot to talk about today, including a local story about Celebration Point. I'll share that in a few minutes. But first, we've got a special guest in the studio. He is the Alachua County Sheriff Emery Ganey. Good morning, Sheriff. How you doing?
Bob, good morning. You and Greg, it's always a pleasure to be here with you guys on Sky.
Yeah, usually 9 o'clock, we do nothing but goof off, but, you know, we're paying attention, and we're going to be well-behaved for at least this segment anyway, Sheriff. We can't promise you more
he
than that.
He says we. He probably means me.
So, you're one of the directors of the Special Olympics. That's a pretty big deal, isn't it?
Absolutely. Special Olympics Florida was an awesome organization. I've been a member since 2008. You know, around the state of Florida, we serve over 69,000 athletes,
wow.
Having over 45,000 volunteers. These are doctors and educators and teens and parents who come out to work with individuals with intellectual disabilities.
So this is great. I mean, look, the duties of a sheriff, I'm sure, comprehensive. I know they are. I know you have a large budget to deal with. You've got a lot of headaches. But it seems like things are coming together. My understanding is, from the feedback I get, the morale of the officers has been the highest it's been in a long time. And I know you've got quite a few veterans that have returned to the job. Tell me about that.
Oh, we're most excited about that. When we came in the office, you know, first thing, of course, we looked at the openings. Unfortunately, we found 248 openings, about 26% of the agency. So we immediately went on the recruiting drive by putting in place a brand new recruiting team who are doing an awesome job. But we also extended the offer for those men and women who left in the last couple of years in good standing to come back. And 42 individuals has answered that call. They're well-trained. They know the organization. They know the job. So they hit the ground running, and they're helping us out tremendously. Of course, unfortunately, we got a lot more to do to get the agency back. But having those veterans come back really made a difference.
Well, and I think it all addresses an issue of morale. And you want your folks to be, you know, happy is maybe not a good term, but you want folks to feel like that you've got their back. They're better able to perform their duties if they know their sheriff backs them up. Is that true?
Unequivocally. You know, the job in and of themselves, the job that we ask these men and women to do is stressful enough. So we don't need that from senior management. So that's one of the things that we committed to not do, to come in and support them, to help them do the jobs. Fortunately, myself and my executive team, we came up as deputy sheriffs. We've done this job. We understand it. So as executives, we're providing them the tools and the support to ensure that they can go out and do them, and knowing that their senior management is going to support it.
Yeah, and recruitment efforts obviously are very, very important, but you got to have people to train them, and having some of these veterans return, now you've got the seasoned pros who can kind of guide the younger recruits and show them the path.
Unequivocally. And of those total hires, Bob, since we've been back, we've hired over 120 was our last count a couple of weeks ago. We know that number is actually over 130 now, but we brought that many individuals, those returning veterans that we talked about, and new individuals into the organization. And, of course, like any organizations, you deal with the normal turnover and attrition, people retiring and things of that sort. So our net is somewhere around 80 or so. So we got a long way to go to fill what's now amounts to another 158 openings.
Well, we know what you bring to the table, a lifetime of experience in law enforcement. So I have to ask you, you know, from the eyes of, you know, a former rookie and having climbed through the ranks, what are some of the biggest differences that you see in general in terms of law enforcement as to what you saw and experienced a couple of decades ago?
Well, first and foremost, we had a lot more community support days ago where folks come out. And I think we still have that, Bob. I think the difference is we got to get the community to express that openly and tell these men and women they appreciate the services that they're doing. Obviously, we've had some good laws on the books back in the day that's helped us. A lot of those have changed. And we've had a segment of society, for whatever the reason, are determined to not support law enforcement, want to defund law enforcement. But you know what I find amazing, Bob? Those are some of the same people who dial 911 right away when things get bad and the chips are down.
And I think that's sort of a national issue that kind of plays into, and politics and all that of, you know, let's blame law enforcement. I mean, you're a black man. Tell me about the folks that came out a few years ago and said that clearly in law enforcement nationwide, there's systemic racism. Would you agree with that?
I unequivocally will not agree with that, quite frankly. I've been in this business almost 40 years. We look at crimes and those who commit crimes, quite frankly. I don't see systemic racism. Obviously, there's always work to be done. I think we've been blessed in Florida with a set of recent governors who strongly support law enforcement, our legislators who strongly support law enforcement. That's why you don't see in Florida the things that we see out happening out in California and Seattle and some of those other states in New York, because we have great support of law enforcement at our legislative level, and our governors, and quite frankly, at our community levels.
You've seen it all. You've done it all, really, in law enforcement. You've been up to Tallahassee. You took over and made things right. You righted the ship in Marion County. You were asked to come in here in Alachua County and right the ship. It sounds like you're well on your way. And yet, still, the fire burns. You want to do another term?
Bob, we got to. Unfortunately, the needs at the sheriff's office is going to require more than the remaining months on this term, which expires in January. So we're going to commit. Here's a commitment we'll make. No more than two terms. You know, we've worked almost 40 years in this business. I think we know it very well, quite frankly. But we saw a problem at a sheriff's office that I started with in a county where I was born, in the community that I love, and as well as the executive staff that we brought back, who also came out of retirement, another eight individuals. We came out for a sole reason, to fix our sheriff's office, get it back on the right track, and prepare it for the next sheriff. And we can't do that in 9 to 10 months that's left. We're going to require at minimum a full term, we believe, just to fix it, and then we would like to get it operating well. So we'll commit to no more than two terms. We are convinced we can do it in that time. Make sure that the citizens of Alachua County are well taken care of.
And you've got more law enforcement presence. You've got a new Newberry precinct that I know they cut the ribbon on not too long ago, substation in Butler Plaza that's new. So you're kind of expanding your footprint.
Unequivocally. You know, as the county grows, and particularly as it grows to the west, and we see those heavy population center, Newberry is growing exponentially, we need to have our services where the people are. You know, it's a little difficult to do business in a county this large when everybody's got to come over to the main station at the Hawthorne Road. So we want to take the services to the community, give us the opportunity to be a part of the community by being actively there in the community. So we're excited. We're excited to have been out in Newberry, working with the Mayor of Marlowe and Manager New and the rest of the commissioners. They've embraced this concept. They've embraced us. And we're looking forward to our presence there, more of a presence there in Newberry.
April is right around the corner, and it is Prevent Child Abuse Month. How well do you think your officers are trained to deal with issues in the home like that? I know DCF, that's really their deal, but sometimes you guys are the first to respond, and maybe the flags are raised then.
Unequivocally. Unfortunately, we're still dealing with child abuse in this country and in this county. So we have men and women who are well-trained in those laws to not only assist DCF, but the UF Child Protection Team, and of course, others who deal with child abuse. And we're committed to that, quite frankly. So well-trained men and women. And, of course, we're excited to be out and help. We're going to be out putting pinwheels out at Shands tomorrow, quite frankly, as a way to help the public remember and recognize the need to deal with issues of child abuse and encourage children to speak up when this occurs. You know, we teach the RAD classes here in Alachua County, teach youngsters self-defense, teach them that it's okay to say no to an adult who's trying to harm them or lure them in a car and abduct them. We're very proud of that program, and we got to protect our children.
Well, it seems like you've got the bases covered. You certainly have the experience. And Sheriff Emery Ganey, we wish you all the best and continued success with the Sheriff's Office. We know you've got your challenges, and we appreciate what you're doing.
Bob, Greg, thank you guys. Challenges, but a lot of great men and women who are committed to that same goal of providing quality law enforcement services here in Alachua County. So, you know, as my old sheriff would say, and I say the same thing, I get to work with heroes every single day. And we got a lot of great heroes here at Alachua County Sheriff's Office.
Can me and Greg get a police car just to use on the weekend sometimes?
I think we need to check on that, Bob.
Okay.
I'm afraid of how you may use it.
He'll get back to you. He'll get back
me?
To you.
Me? Moi?
Yeah.
At least they'll hear me coming and get out of the way.
That's true.
Thank you, Sheriff. 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show, 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines as well. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mark Levin.
The government is banning and regulating more and more household products.
Six weeknights.
The government that has the power to tell you what kind of light bulb you can have is a government that has endless, unlimited power.
On 97.3, The Sky.
All right, howdy, howdy. Here we are, day before the weekend, baby. Thursday. Another day in paradise. It is 9:20, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
It is so far.
Yeah, it is what so far?
Good. You said good morning. And I said it is.
It is. And in many areas, starting to dry up
a
little bit. We like that. Wet roads are not good. So there's that. Oh, I know what I wanted to share with folks. Celebration Point has been in the news recently because they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. I know a lot of people probably know this, but there may be just as many who aren't familiar with bankruptcy laws and stuff. Chapter 11 is really all that's doing is putting the entity on better financial ground, right, increasing their chances of success, in many cases exponentially. So that's what's going on with Celebration Point. They're not going to go out of business. There's not going to be empty stores there or anything else. And they went through the tough times like many other businesses, you know, between COVID and the high interest rates and inflation. Yeah, they felt the pain there. So financial backers of Celebration Point have filed for bankruptcy protection. And there's actually three companies that manage the 100 acres or so. And they said they blame the issues that I just ticked off here a second ago. And so this will ensure business as usual for the dozens of restaurants, shops, entertainment venues, and apartments. And they'll meet with the creditors April 29th. That's where they'll you know, dot the I's and cross the T's and take care of the finer points. But, yeah, it's looking good. There's nothing to fear in most of those cases. Obviously, not everybody gets back on their feet. But in most cases, they do, because they're given some relief from the pressure of debt.
Well, they made a great comeback when you consider it was dead, thanks to Gainesville. It was dead during COVID. And, man, if you go out there, especially on the weekend and the evenings, I mean, you got families out there, kids are playing in the middle there, in the plaza, the restaurants doing well. So it's just a fun, nice place to go and experience.
You know what? It's a great place to tell when you have out-of-town visitors.
Oh, yeah.
You know, family and friends.
Yep.
You can kind of show that off, so to speak. And
Yeah, it is. Holidays. You got the trees in the background. You got the photo ops.
Yes.
You got to always be thinking about the selfies and the Instagram and the Facebooks and all that, right?
Oh, yeah, the book of faces.
All right.
Or what do you call it? The in your Facebook?
Rub it in your Facebook.
Rub it in your Facebook. Rub it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be rubbing it in your Facebook in a couple of days when you see me tickling lobsters down in the Keys.
Yeah. I'm not sure I want to know
not
about
to
this.
Rub it in.
You're going to be tickling lobsters?
Yeah, it's the very end of lobster season, and I have an opportunity via some friends to go down there and
look at you.
Tickle some lobsters. Yeah,
wow.
You think they make noise when you throw them in the boiling water. You ought to hear them when you tickle them.
Really? I never thought about it.
No, they don't. I mean, if they could, I don't know that I'd hear it underwater. Comedian Jon Stewart, last laughs on you, bozo.
He's a loser.
He thinks he's all that. I thought he would come back with a little bit of humility.
Yeah.
He's still pretty much a jerk.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's facing some online mockery, and he deserves it. Now, he had no problem whatsoever with going after Trump and the New York civil case, which we all know is a witch hunt. Not really a case. No one's ever been brought into a courtroom over this, inflated valuing of properties when it comes to loans. There was no victim. The banks were not unhappy. They got their money. There was no victim. They use this. This is political shenanigans, using the power of the court against your political rival. That's exactly what's going on here. But, of course, left of center, Jon Stewart can't help himself, and he sees an easy target, and he tries to make fun of it. That's all well and fine until a new report comes out that shows that comedian Jon Stewart, overvalued his New York City home during a sale.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
On Monday's show, Jon Stewart accused Trump of lying about the valuation of some of his properties, claiming Trump's shenanigans cost the city of New York. It didn't cost the city a dime until they decided to make a court case. Now it's going to cost them millions.
You're spending a lot.
But documents obtained by the New York Post appear to show that Stewart once overvalued his own New York home by more than $16 million.
What?
And when you compare, try to make it apples to apples, that's actually a lot worse than anything they claim that Trump was doing.
Amazing.
In 2014, the comedian reportedly sold his 6,280 square foot Tribeca duplex to financier Peric Pond for $17.5 million. But according to the 2013-14 assessor records obtained by the Post, the property had an estimated market value of only $1.882 million.
What's 15 or 16 million among friends? He'll notice, right? He'll notice.
And then when they evaluate the property for property tax purposes, of course, which is usually lesser than its real amount, was $847,000. Yeah, he got $17.5
million. Wow.
Records also show that Stewart paid property taxes based on the assessor valuation price. In other words, what he accused Trump of doing.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So, yes, of course, people are going to come out and take a shot at him, and he deserves it. Did Jon Stewart commit fraud when he sold his penthouse for $17.5 million?
Yes.
Well, who did he defraud? I'm shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Was one of the things that was posted on X. Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Yeah, you are so funny. Jon Stewart, you funny.
Yeah, funny money is all he was doing with there. Yeah.
Being old radio guys, you and I, Greg.
Yes.
Hey, Mr. Marconi, we have a question for you.
Pretty much, yeah.
So we remember scratching vinyl to make sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
We remember these things called cart machines that were basically a poor man's version of an 8-track, if you can believe there could be a poor man's version.
That's what it looked like.
So from the technology and the changes we've seen, who'd have thunk it that here in the year 2023, 43 million. Well, it's 24 now, but these statistics come from the year 2023.
Yes.
43 million vinyl records were purchased, surpassing the 37 million CDs sold during the same period.
For the car, I like CDs the best. Well, because records are hard, you know, keeping the needle on and everything. CDs work better in the car.
If I had a time machine, I'd go back in time and go to my own yard sale and buy back my records that I gave away for about a nickel a piece.
And you want what you paid, sold them for back. That's what you want, right?
Yeah, like a nickel.
Yeah. That seems fair.
If I could find them now.
Oh, yeah.
928 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Hang in there. It's Thursday, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Misinformation. Whether it's from the mainstream media or your brother-in-law's Facebook posts, you need the Sky to cut through this static of election 2024. Every move.
You need leadership, and this country does not have leadership.
Every candidate.
I tell you who did notice. Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller.
Your election headquarters.
We don't win. I think our country is finished.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky. Out with the old.
I'm well-meaning and I'm an elderly man.
In with the new.
America's comeback starts right now.
The news station.
2024 election.
Israel border.
Inflation.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Oh, what's Fido digging up in the backyard now? Unexploded ordnance? Ruh-roh. That's exactly what the dog said. He goes, ruh-roh.
Did he really?
Exactly like
that's
that.
That's amazing.
9:36 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning. Happy Thursday. We've got a lot to talk about, including the governor and some great stuff that he has done. First, though, this happened in the Jacksonville area. Matthew Sims playing with his pup named Baby.
Aww.
Oh, she's so sweet, little baby.
Yeah, nice.
You know, and it's a pup. Picks up anything. You know, they have, just like a baby, they put anything in their mouth. You
absolutely.
Know? You got to dig your hands in there all slobbery and stuff. Mm-hmm. You don't want them to choke on something or swallow something's going to hurt them. Of course. And take care of them. Well, dog was digging around something.
Yeah.
And Matt Sims goes over there and starts to push away some of the dirt and the sand. It was a bomb, about 10 pounds, a small piece of military ordnance. They believe it's been buried for some time. I didn't get an exact kind of age on it, but rusted metal. It did look, the photo I saw, looked, you know, old school, so to speak.
That's scary.
Yeah. And it was only under maybe 6 inches of dirt.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
In itself.
Cops evacuated residents. Bomb squad came out, took care of it. And because of its age, you don't know really how powerful it could have or would have been, or
right.
Whether it was dud or not, but you don't want to take any chances.
No.
Because, yeah, bad things can happen. And you just wonder, well, if I was like a neighbor, I'd be like, I wonder if there's one around my house.
Oh, yeah. And then you're just like paranoid to even do any digging, gardening. I mean, that's scary.
That would be a great excuse to get out of chores.
Blow up your backyard?
Those of you who have your man cards right now,
Put
a little note there, a little asterisk. This could be excuse number 472 from the Bob Rose School of Excuses on how to get out of chores. Honey, I was going to rake the lawn, but I'm afraid there might be some unused ordnance out there, and I got here a news article to prove it.
And honey, it's all about keeping you safe.
That's right.
So you got to throw in that part.
That angle of it. It's not me. I'm not afraid.
Oh, no.
I'm doing it to protect you.
Yeah, I like it.
Good job, Greg.
I think we're on to something.
All right. Yeah, we're on something. Joe Lieberman has passed away at the age of 82. Yep. And he was the last of the moderates. Mark Levin said that. That's true. I mean, yeah. Yeah, he was such a normal moderate Democrat. But didn't fit in because the Democrat Party started to turn left, then it swerved left, then it went down a ditch left, then it fell off the side of a cliff left. You follow me? Well, he didn't want to follow them, so he didn't. Became an independent. But he's passed away at the age of 82 due to complications from a fall. But the last thing he basically talked about was criticizing Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who was sticking his nose into Israel's business, basically, and demanding early elections because he wanted to get rid of Netanyahu. And Lieberman called Schumer's gambit outrageous and a mistake in the midst of Israel's war against Hamas terrorists. So even shortly before his passing, he was at least able to, you know, speak his mind. Rest in peace. 82 years old.
Wow.
And from Joe Lieberman.
And from a fall. That, and you got to be so aware of that as you... You know, you're just not as stable. You just don't. So now Bob's doing exercises. But no, it just that's just kind of a shame that it's. I mean, he's, you know, speaking out like you said just a few days ago, and then he's gone. That's just sad.
Sorry, man. I didn't mean to interfere with what you were saying.
But I know, but you know, you're being an old guy, like I was talking about. Just you're just trying
you
to stay healthy.
You have no idea what I was doing.
What was that?
I was doing squats.
Well, I saw that.
The governor is going to outlaw it now. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, you go to the gym.
That's a great segue between those two things of staying fit and squatting.
You go to the gym, no squats allowed.
Yeah.
The governor's finally put an end to it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Governor DeSantis signed a bill into law Wednesday, makes it easier for property owners to evict squatters occupying Good. Empty homes. Can you imagine that? You break into an empty home, and the first thing you start doing are these deep leg exercises, these squats. That is weird. Is there that many people doing it?
I think you might have misunderstood the story.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not leaving is the problem.
Oh.
And the reality is, and there was a story in New York, I saw the video on it, a woman tried, this is before some laws are being changed around the country, literally was there trying to kick squatters out of her house. They called the police, the squatters, the owner was arrested. And taken away in a police car.
Yeah.
But it's New York City, what do you expect?
Again, yeah. And this is a common sense scenario. The governor addressed it effectively with the legislature, and this is what he said.
We have seen squatters move in and claim residence. This forces a massive, long, drawn-out judicial review before they can even be removed from the property. These are people that never had a right to be in the property to begin with.
State of Florida, they see a problem. Legislature, governor addresses it to make the problem go away, fix the problem. What about in the lefty states? What are they doing?
What passes muster in New York and California is not passing muster here. You are not going to be able to commandeer somebody's private property and expect to get away with it.
Good.
I don't know why the governor hates mustard. I like it.
Pass
actually.
The mustard. That's why I already say it.
Yeah, right on.
For that.
All right. I'm done. That's all I've got. What do you got?
Well, it's 9:42, 18 away from 10, which means you've got probably about 5 or 6 minutes left until things that make you smile. And, of course, going into an Easter weekend, a long weekend for a lot of folks, I'm sure they will have something good to pass along.
Good job. Way to kill some time.
I'm here for you, Bob.
Rhonda McDaniel, the former RNC chief, she is considering a defamation suit against NBC News, according to Politico. McDaniel had signed a 2-year contract with NBC News, which basically is a left-wing propaganda outlet, an extension of the far-left Democrat Marxist philosophies. And she was supposed to be a contributor to both NBC News and MSNBC. And she was to be paid $300,000 a year. Folks, this isn't a sweatshop. Okay? Couple appearances a week is all she had to do. But even those short little appearances would cause so much pain and strife amongst the lefty bozos that run the show at NBC News and at MSNBC. That Rachel Goofball was Joy Reid.
They were almost crying.
They were.
Serious. It was so bad.
Yeah.
All of them.
And so now I guess they're all just happy as can be. I just want you to remember, it doesn't matter what your take on all this is. You can step back and say the same people that will belabor the points about diversity and all that are the first ones to run away from diversity, from dialogue, from a difference of opinion. And it's because she's been a Trump supporter. That's like the big thing. It's like You're conservative, strike one. You're Republican, strike two. You're a Trump supporter, you're out. Yeah. She actually made an appearance, her first appearance, Sunday. Former Meet the Press host Chuck Todd launched a McCarthyite crusade to have McDaniel fired. His fellow fascists like Joe Scarborough and Rachel Maddow quickly joined in. Tuesday, McDaniel was fired. NBC Universal News Group chair Cesar Conde announced the firing with a note to employees that included a personal apology to employees and a mention of our deep commitment to presenting our audiences with a widely diverse set of viewpoints and experiences. Did you get that part? About our deep commitment to presenting our audiences with a widely diverse set of viewpoints and experiences? That's a joke, right? How could that possibly be taken seriously?
No.
That's how afraid the left is. They're literally afraid that Ron McDaniel could say just a couple of things in the short periods of time that she may be on the air that actually people will scratch their head and go, huh, should I look into Donald Trump as a viable candidate?
Ooh.
Maybe he's not so evil. Maybe if I really look at his record, he actually has done some really good things for the country.
What?
And I certainly don't like this idea of open borders and high inflation and forcing me to drive a battery car. Yeah. Mm. They're so afraid of that.
They really are.
Yeah. Yeah. When you think, look, when you think you've got the winning case, you just present your case.
Right.
All right? When you think you have a bad case, I mean, in the case of these folks on the left, the end justifies the means. Beg, borrow, steal, lie, yeah, manipulate. Got another story. Mark Judge, who was connected with Kavanaugh, he said, oh, they tried to coerce me. They tried to blackmail me. They were using all kinds of force because they wanted him to testify that Blasey Ford lady was telling the truth about being attacked by Kavanaugh 40 years ago.
Somewhere, someday, something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, Ronna McDaniel is considering a defamation suit against that. I wonder what they paid her. You know what I mean? I mean,
she was hired.
Yeah.
Right. And then not hired.
According to Politico, McDaniel spoke yesterday with Brian Friedman, renowned lawyer to the estranged cable news stars, to discuss legal options even beyond recouping every penny of her $600,000 contract.
Wow.
Well, I mean, think about it. Her name is only attached, or as of late, being fired by NBC before she even really got started.
And then lost the gig with the agency that represented her. They dropped her as well.
Wow.
Yeah. It just, Maddow and them, they were coming off so pious. That's what made it so sickening. It really
did. The cancel culture is alive and well.
Yes,
you shall follow the words of the lefty fascists, or you will be silenced.
Ooh.
Quickly.
Yes.
It's 9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. We're not going to silence you here. In fact, call in right now with upbeat, positive thoughts, count your blessings kind of a thing. We call it Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Now, this $1 billion in Palestinian aid, where did that money go?
3 weekdays.
It went towards building terror tunnels and buying munitions so they could kill Israelis.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Tell me you will stay. Make me smile.
Time now for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental, the best dentist ever. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Let's get right to it. And Shelly, what's making you smile?
Today is the 16th anniversary of my husband's heart transplant. And that makes me smile every single day.
Wow. It's like you got a 16-year-old almost. Yep. Now, that is awesome. Congratulations. Let's go to Ray. What's making you smile?
I went to Gatorland, and it's free, for veterans free.
I did not know that. Way to go. All right. Veterans, take advantage of that, and thank you for your service. Well, let's go to Spencer, and what's making you smile?
Well, the bridge collapsing is not making me smile, but I was telling my friends about my bridge working days. In 78 to 80, I was building the Hurricane Bridge in Smithville, Tennessee. Well, they brought it up on the internet. I don't do the internet. It turned out to be a beautiful bridge. I can't believe it. It's called the Smithville or the Hurricane Bridge Recreation Center now, but it's the first time I ever seen a product finished I actually worked on.
Wow. Well, that's cool. Good job. Let's go to Mike. What's making you smile?
I'm looking forward to the great weather we're supposed to have tomorrow, so I can rip the cover off my new C7. To me, that. Yeah, baby.
Ooh.
All right.
Now you're just bragging.
Yeah.
But you're smiling.
Enjoy, enjoy.
That's all right.
Let's go to 877-975-9825. That's the number you want to call right now if you want to get in. Joe, what's making you smile?
Yeah, I have a long driveway, and every morning my friend takes a walk. I don't get up early, but he does, and he takes a walk, and he takes my paper and brings it up, and when I look out the door, there it is right at my door.
Oh.
And that makes me happy.
That's a nice neighbor.
Well, it makes your neighbor happy, too, because he read the whole paper and you're paying for it.
And he got some exercise out of it.
But it's a win-win.
For everybody.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah. That should make everybody smile, and I think maybe it does.
Yeah.
Told you about the big pickleball tournament coming up, second annual Greater Gainesville tournament that goes to benefit Habitat for Humanity, a great cause, and Papin Gives gave Habitat for Humanity $50,000 last year. They want to be able to do it again, maybe more. So get more information about this particular pickleball tournament. It's 100% of the proceeds go to Alachua Habitat for Humanity. You can sign up today at pickleballbrackets.com.
That's a mouthful. Say that three times fast.
Pickleballbrackets.com. Pickleballbrackets.com. Yeah, can't do it. You got me, Greg.
I rest my case.
I call myself a professional communicator.
Or he's a radio pronouncer.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Maybe if I try this voice.
Nah.
Pickleballbrackets.com. That's pickleballbrackets.com.
You're kind of turning into Harry Carey there.
A one!
Although it worked,
a two.
It worked for him.
But it did.
It's, yeah. Kind of did.
Beloved! I love Harry Carey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Don't go anywhere, my friends. We're not done yet, even though it sounds like we are. The Smoking Gun is up next, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Trending right now on The Sky.
As the crisis in Haiti gets worse.
We have no higher priority than the safety and security of American citizens.
We've had folks working for us to help get people out.
As it happens.
Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath.
The media completely spinning his words.
A bloodbath for the auto industry.
The news station.
Big Tech in court.
The most massive attack against free speech in American history.
Now more news. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once. On News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Time now for the Smoky Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Shares of Trump Media and Technology Group surged higher again Wednesday. It just keeps going up. The company's stock rose 14.2%, another 16% Tuesday. The company's market valuation rose to roughly $8 billion. Trump's portion of it, 60%, comes out to about $4.8 billion. And the only thing that the critics can say is, well, he's not going to be able to use that money in the New York case for a bond because he can't really divest of it for another 6 months. Who cares? It's billions of dollars. Saint Karma is your smoking gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.